the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome, bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming, I've had it up to here. My days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there, yeah. Head for the border, go get a taco. Watch me wreck it from the jump street. Meaning from the get-go, sit back, relax, and let yourself.
All right, we were back with another episode of Scenario, episode 3. Man, people have been really digging it, man.
We give them a lot of show for one show. This is like episode like 5.3.
Technically, it's like a, it's like when you when they put a double episode on, like of Alf, or the or the special drug episode of Different Strokes, where they do the back to back with Nancy Reagan with the Just Say No when they first started the Just Say No campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so crazy though that they actually was pretty. Not racist back then, though, when it came to drugs with, like, on sitcoms. It was always, like, the white kid, though, the degenerate white kid at that time. Even on the black shows.
Mm-hmm.
It was always the degenerate white kid. Somebody who's sitting in the marketing meetings, like, I don't know if we can make the black kid Corey be.
Well, when black kids had drug problems, they just took them off the show. Like, the trick on, like the trick on Family Matters.
But she didn't have no drug problems. She just went up. Oh, he's went in real life.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about on the show, like the person that they always try to use is the person that's like the druggy.
Is she still upstairs?
Yeah, she's still upstairs.
How the hell did they try to think that that was going to work?
Well, her mom renegotiated her contract or something and fucked it up. So she wasn't. She went upstairs and it wasn't like of purpose. It was like her mom was like, "You ain't coming to work no more." Like striking.
They sent her upstairs like the Crossroads video,
like Uncle Charles. Mm-hmm. No, like the. What was the other one? Eazy-E and the fucking Angel of Death and shit walking up the goddamn hill.
That was the same video.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's like that. Like they
living in a hateful world. And
she was saying, she, damn, man. Somebody finna take this and put that on a YouTube joint and have her walking up.
Hey, she died. Well, I'm concerned she died.
And they act like she didn't even exist. Yeah, they ain't say like Judy went to boarding school. They ain't say nothing.
I thought she died in real life.
Mm-mm.
And then she popped up doing porno.
I was like, Crave is her name. Everybody want to Google Crave is her name.
I was like, Judy upstairs getting it cracking like it's a half day at high school.
She did a single man dingo too, which is going to the next level. You ain't doing regular porn. You doing
extreme
porn.
I'm on a new level.
Yeah, so you on extreme porn.
I'm on a new level.
You on extreme porn. And I think she took in anal too. Yeah, that's extreme.
I was eating, guys. When anytime you hear anal and you're eating.
Yeah, it's pretty crucial. All right, we got a lot of emails, man. Some women are upset with us from the last show, man.
Hey, my boy is literally texting me right now, listening to the last show right now.
He's getting all your play.
Like, he decided that he knows who people are. Like, the guy that I was calling Thor, he just said, he didn't even call you Thor.
is he doing what he doesn't think who he is?
Oh, no. He's doing exactly. He's calling out, like, who he is. He's like.
So he knows he's Thor.
No, he's calling our boy who is Thor.
Thor, okay. In text, yeah. Okay. Sorry, first email is from Dijanae. She says, I love what you all do with this podcast. Hope you all will decide to do a little bit more of them. I'm like, damn, I mean, we do give you one every other week, but we'll see what happens.
Maybe she just got on it. Maybe she just got hip to it.
Yeah.
Or are you just trying to encourage us to keep doing it?
Yeah, she's encouraging the current. So she says, I wanted to chime in on what you all had going on with the last episode about Cruz. You all are kind of a little bit off when it comes to women. We have a lot more in-depthness when it comes to our Cruz with women. You all kind of cut us short with the way that you all envision how women Cruz are. We have a lot more layers and sections than even men do, I believe. Just wanted to chime in. Love what you all are doing, DJing.
Okay, so here's the thing about number one. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't even profess to know the first thing about women other than I don't want to argue with y'all. I don't want to do that. I have not. The other day I put one foot in the pool of trying to tell a girl she was wrong.
It's a bad move.
Terrible move. Terrible decision. It's easily the worst decision I've made this month.
Unless their defenses have to be down already, like where they're like asking for like real. Like help, like.
Oh no, she was in a completely different place, and I brought up like, oh yeah, because like that time, and she's like, oh no, because no, you did that, and I was like,
you saying like wrong within between the dynamics of whatever.
The only time that I feel like the only time I can ever get a woman to admit that she might have been off kilter was post coitus.
Damn. After the, after the, or after sex.
When she's feeling appreciative post-sex, she might allow me to get some shit off. And I'm petty enough to store away something that I want to be told I'm okay with post-reward sex conversation. I'm petty enough
to do that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. No doubt.
No. So shout out to you, DJ Man.
We just don't know. Like, you gotta tell us. Like, the way I see it, girl crews don't be thick. They don't be super deep.
They take, at the max, I think they can get up to six. And that's rotating six. Mm-hmm. It's maybe a solid three of them, and then they have a rotating other three subset. Almost kind of like the Temptations. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got the core three that's always there, and a new set of three every month.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And their other three might be kicking it with each other.
Yeah, they may go off and do the David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks review. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Eddie Ruffin, David Kendricks, and what's my boy that did Don't Eat Any Further?
I look at it like New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys got together to do that concert. We got two different crews that come together and got money together and broke up.
Oh, I'm talking about that. People won't get me on it. The dude that Don't Get Any Further that was in, I'm for the Google. Oh,
man. Is it like the Bad Boy reunion?
No. I'm talking about The Temptations.
I'm talking about Girl Crews.
Oh, you talking about like Total?
Yeah, like where they pull people
and back. And Dennis together. Edwards. I'm talking about Dennis Edwards.
Oh.
No, yeah. I'm saying that they did that for real, though. It was literally Dennis Edwards, mm-hmm. Eddie Kendricks, mm-hmm. and Eddie Ruffin did their own group for a minute.
Yeah. And the mother cats wasn't Temptations.
Yeah. And the part is,
I can't wait.
But the thing is, they had all the lead singers. And they grew.
I can't wait for the Destiny's Child offshoot bands to start, and Beyonce ain't in none of them.
Oh, you talking about like in probably around the next 10 years when they got to go, somebody going to go on the road though, and they going to
like Latavia, Kelly, and Michelle. And then Latoya and the girl that I can't remember her name get together.
Fair. You talking about Fair. Yeah. She went in a group long enough. I don't think they even get that love.
You think she could do like club appearances? Or?
She used to for a minute though, because she was kind of doing a little video modeling. She was kind of hot for a minute after she got kicked out of Destiny's Child.
That's a nice
one. She kind of rolled it. You know what I'm saying? Like if it was a Love and Hip Hop now, she could have kept herself kind of going if she had jumped on one of them. But now I don't think nobody fucking with her. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously nobody's fucking with her.
If you're listening, hey, let us know. Call her and be on the show one day. Let us know what you really doing with yourself.
Somebody going to email me like, motherfuckers, I do this.
I'm down for you. I'm on your side if you're trying to kick it. I'm available to kick it if you're trying to do that.
All right. This next one is from Emily Tunsey. She says, hey, you all are super, 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 super off when it comes to women. We have certain things like the chick that we go by our house and we just dress her her clothes and figure out what we're going to do with her crib because she has everything and all the money and everything to do with. We also have the sets of women that is the ones that is always a designated driver. We also have the woman that's within our crew that's the one that kind of holds everybody together, that's the mother. Just wanted to chime in. You all kept a lot of things kind of out of pocket from not knowing women, but it's super funny how what you guys did. Peace.
I readily admitted that I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. But some of those I think can be melded into some of the other categories though. Those are job descriptions of certain other people in the crew.
I feel like that's a utility chick's job, some of those things. And I feel like the girl who clothes y'all take and use to do whatever, that's the happy to be that girl.
We didn't have a happy to be your girl on the girl side.
Well, okay, that's fine. Maybe that does happen. I can't really tell. I'm not really looking at the happy to be that girl. But
happy to be your girl, that's not saying she's probably ugly. Are we going to say that? If she's happy to be there, then she's not really enough contributing to anything else besides the car and the crib. And
so can other people really wear her clothes? Like,
she could be ugly and be decent size.
No, I'm just mean like, I don't know. It seems like girls wouldn't want to wear ugly girls' clothes.
No, they be like, I could rock this shit better than her.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, she rocked it, but I rock it better.
I think the girls are more competitive against other girls than guys are against other guys.
Yeah.
The only time I ever feel any sense of competition against another guy is if he's trying to push up on the girl I've designated to be my human for that particular period
and
of time.
And it's obvious that that's my human.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it's a saying that you don't have to say necessarily too, though. Like, if you, like, okay. Unless you see him just get blown out the water, then you like, oh, snap. And he come up like, man, that bitch ain't shit. Then you be like, okay, well, maybe. now let me go joke around the bath, like when she go in the bathroom, be like, dang, you got some tissue on your foot, and try to see if I can like joke my way into her. And that's a, you know, that's actually a utility man, what he would do.
Yeah.
Just try to, Thor comes back like, this bitch ain't shit. And you'd be like, man, I'll see, man. I'm going to go over there and joke and see and laugh and see if I can get everybody to laugh and try to see what's up. But next up, we got this from my man Motion Ali. He says, fellas, y'all had me dying laughing this whole time because I was sitting there with a pen and pad and putting my boys' names next to everybody.
We had a scoreboard, too. Like, we were keeping score of who it was that was going into ours, too.
He said, but on the women's side, you forgot a big, big one. What about the bitch role? Is always one chick that hates on everybody else in the crew, or she's the one that regulates everybody else in the crew that can fuck up everybody else. Peace out.
Wow. That's a good point.
Yeah. That's something we did. That's a very big... I guess
I'm so busy not paying attention to her that I didn't realize.
But she can also... But she can bomb on you where you finna be like, okay, I'm finna go grab some drinks, and she'd be the one that take her leave, get her to leave, knowing that you finna go buy drinks and come back.
You hating ass bitch.
And then you gotta wait 3 months to see her again, and you're like, oh man, I was drunk, kind of drunk at the time, and she's trying to take me home.
And then the next time you see her, she messing with the superstar.
And then you already messed up. Oh, look, the superstar found her on Facebook and started talking to her. So you and I already, because the superstar gets random likes, and he'll scroll through his likes and see who he like. Because that's what the superstar does. Hey,
fuck that nigga, girl.
Because either, and then he'd be like, oh man, this girl ain't Tracy. Is it Tracy Edwards? Yeah, man. I ain't get her number though. I was trying to get. Oh man, she came. No. She came through the crib though, man. Like 2 nights ago and everything. No man, you gonna fucking. I don't even want to know no more. You don't want to know no more.
You can't even hang out with your boy no more. Then.
You gotta put through on the back burner for a minute. But Motion, yeah, you are exactly 100% correct. That is definitely a.
That's a great point. That's a huge point, man. That's. Kudos to you, brother. That is a great point. I'd like to hear your stories of being encountered by this.
Motion, email us back.
Email us back, dog. Because it sounds like you kicked it with a grand scale hater, and you got like.
And he was like, "No, I got an email about that. Like, what about the hating bitch?"
You sound like you got like a Skeletor level hater.
Yeah.
That you gotta get through the paces with.
All right, this next one was from Candy Fryer. She says, fellas, that is probably one of the funniest podcasts I've seen ever talk about, period. It was great to see brothers talk about some raw, in-depth situations with men and how you all dynamics within crews run. My question is, can a man be a different person within different crews depending on the time of his life? For instance, if he's in college, worked in another city, or moved back home, or moved somewhere else, can he reinvent himself and become someone else different?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, because you got it's just matriculation through crews. Like different crews have different people to come into them at different times, and like you know, like the retired guy can be any guy at any different points. Your retired guy can you have a lot of people that can.
The retired guy can turn into anybody if you're not in the town he's from, and depending on how he gets down.
Exactly, like that can really that retired guy stage can really affect a lot of different people. So like you know you. You got your long standing veterans, and then you got the guys that are in and out. But yeah, you can be a lot of different things. I mean, you can. I think it all depends on who you're around. Sometimes you'll take different roles on in those different times too. So you know, it could be anything. I think I've served different roles in different
But she might be asking though, is that a utility man that's able to pick himself, pop himself up to different places because he's a utility man, so he knows kind of what role he needs to fill.
Yeah, you know, there's certain roles I think that are more adaptable
like,
than different.
Like, if you're the Hulk, can you become Iron Man? or if you're the Hulk, can you become
the Hulk
Captain America?
The Hulk can become the retired guy.
And the retired guy, who was that in the Avengers again? Was that Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, yeah.
Hulk can downgrade and become Hawkeye? You gonna get the family out in the countryside?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that every guy kind of low key can become the retired guy if the right girl comes along and takes him out the game. Yeah, for sure. Because it's not really up to us. I mean, I have very few. There are a few guys that are out there chasing around the retirement run and the farewell tour. Not too many of them though. Most guys I know just popped up and it's been like. Oh, he gone. Like, yeah. You just look up and you'd be like, oh, he's gone. We got to replace him. We need a new driver. We need a new wheelman.
Man, we need a new wheelman.
We've lost somebody here because he's gone. He's not coming out. And if he does, he's bringing her.
right. Next up, last email is from Chantel Diller. She says, question for you all, just what about girls that hang out with a crew of guys? What position would they play in the situation? That's a good question, actually.
Yeah, that's tough because that's a different thing. I mean, girls can be a lot of different things. Girls,
they can't be crew though. It's like,
yeah, like it's
difference. Like Black Widow. Like, she's in the crew, but like, but she really though? I mean, she's in the Avengers.
She got an action figure.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but is she like, when they make heavy decisions, do they really call Black Widow up? Or like, is it really just Captain America
and Iron Man talking to each other? Maybe the Hulk
and the Hulk brings
in and Nick Fury, the OG. Now, that's the one thing that we left out was
the OG.
OG. Now, the OG ain't really in the crew, but the OG is a cat that's around and can heavily influence.
Like Nick Fury. Nick Fury don't go on missions with them either.
Yeah, he ain't going out to do no missions, but he going to show up and be like, hey, I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all better.
And look, he's the one that's early for the happy hour. He's the one early for the happy hour. Y'all must get there at 9.
And halfway through. And he leaving halfway
through. Yeah, no. He's been there at 7. Y'all got there at 9.
Yes, he's been there since he got off work. Because he's been retired for so long, he doesn't even remember any other way of life.
Right.
So he's come, because once he directly go home, from work. Once he go he's home, like he's not coming back out.
Yeah, he can't go home and change.
And the retired dude can call his girl and not get heckled at all. Like, he can just call his wife. It's not even his girl no more. That's his wife. Like, you get to a certain point.
So the OG or the
yes, wife? The OG.
Like, OG, he got money involved with
him. Yes, got a wife and he got a... And, he cannot. It's not even a question about what he's doing. Now, the OG might turn up and go to Vegas with you or something like
that. And that's different. And, yeah. and you make it a throwback version of whatever.
But more often than not, you're just going to see him in the act of other stuff. Like, the OG is like a magical Negro. He's like Bag of Vans.
He come in to give you all advice before you leave out.
And he's in and out.
I told y'all to get it early.
Yeah. I was bare for a second. It was looking thick for y'all got here. And then you'd be like,
I got to get ready and burn out.
Yeah, like, I'm about to be out. Like, he always get himself a chicken plate. He'll get himself a chicken plate. He's going to get something to eat when he comes.
And he's going to buy y'all. He's going to have drinks for y'all already set up too, though.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be like.
But he's going to buy you some old head drinks. Like, he's going to get
what
you.
What are going to get you?
He's going to get you something like some Doers. Or some. Yeah, he might get you some Hen.
Like, it hit on the rock. Like, it hit on the rocks.
You know what they want? He's going to buy you some Heinekens. Like, all right, man.
Yeah.
Like, an old head going to buy you a Heineken and a shot. And
they're going to be waiting at the table too when y'all get there. Like, man, y'all just get I bought these at 6:30.
And he got on some white pants probably. Like, that's an OG. That's a prototypical OG.
Is he wearing
OG.
A hat or no hat?
Oh yeah, definitely a hat.
Definitely a hat.
Or a shirt with his tie just slightly undone. Or a t-shirt and a blazer. Like a v-neck and a blazer. Like that's
with the white shoes.
Yeah. That's if he'd been out playing golf or something already. Like, but if he coming from work, yeah. No, your OG is usually coming from work.
So no women involved. Like,
And he can talk. He'll talk to every girl to come by, but he don't want nothing to do with it.
Nah, he is like, whatever. He actually might be trying to set y'all up. Like,
I was just hanging out with one. I'm a 33-year-old man. I was just hanging out with one of my OGs at the place that I was just at before I came here. And he was like, man, you better tell her something. And like, he didn't talk to her for 5 minutes. And he's like, man, you better tell her something. And sure enough, when he said that, then the girl came back around a couple minutes later. And I wasn't even trying to do nothing with her. But she came back around like, oh, I thought we had established, based on the work that your OG had put down, that you was going to follow me. I was like, oh. I didn't know. I'm good, but you know, I mean, hey, thank you for the interest stirred up purely on the back of my OG, because I didn't say anything to you.
And he left early too.
Yeah, and he was out. He was gone by that time.
Yeah,
man, dog, I can't wait to be an OG. Yeah. It's gonna be. I got to do like 3 things that I don't know how they're gonna work out before I can hit that level. but it's yeah, dog. OG status is
dope. Yoda. That's the Yoda.
Because that's when you one stage away from being when you get to be a true old head. Well, you get to start wearing them captain's hats like Isaac on the Love Boat.
and look, and the leather sandals.
Yes, you can wear
and leather sandals.
You can wear whatever. You just, it's like you always are perpetually playing golf, or eating a catfish plate.
On a cruise.
Yeah,
that's where you at. You either golfing, eating a catfish,
or you going to Essence Fest.
and the OG is a dude that will figure out a way to ditch his wife and get back with y'all.
Yeah, he gonna come hang out. He can hang out.
And he gonna bring his wife to hang out the early little parts of the little concert.
You don't ever really get to meet his wife, though. She there? Like, you know her?
So you only meet him at the concession stand? So you said the OG, you only see him at the concession stand at the Essence Fest?
No, but he got, like, kids that's, like, in high school. And, like, it's like, he's like a super OG, but he's still cool as hell.
like, you know, damn, you never meet his wife. That's some shit though, because I know a lot of OGs that you never met their wife.
Yeah, hell no. You like see her like a wedding, or like see her at, like,
or
a thing.
You, or you only know through Facebook, like, oh, damn, that's his wife.
Yeah, you see her on Instagram. You might see his wife on Instagram and be like, damn, okay. But then you just know, like, you're gonna see him at the cigar bar, or you're gonna see him, you know, headed to something like the Final Four or something. Like, damn, how you get tickets to that? Because I'm your OG,
right?
And I will be respected as such.
Right. And look, you sitting in the rafters at the Final Four. He down in eighth row.
Yeah. Cheap seats. You sitting up in the damn cheap seats.
Yeah. All right. That was our last of our emails, man. We got some topics people wanted us to kind of hit on. Well, we got one email from another listener. This one is from Pani. This may be someone in the different countries. P-O-N-N-I. So I don't know. That might be someone in a different country. So forgive me if it's not Pani. Pani. Asking you, Matt, specifically, why do you think there is not a lot of American... Yeah, they got to be... international American, African Americans playing baseball now?
Well, I mean, I think it's a tiered question. I think it's a socioeconomic question in some regards. I think it's a cultural exposure question. It's a lot of things that go into it. Number one, if you look at what it takes to reach Major League Baseball, there's not as many black kids playing baseball at that level in high school and playing at that high level in high school that a lot of those kids are recruited from. Now, sometimes you'll have a guy that's just a transcendent talent that will just be seen and things like that, but it takes a lot of money to get your profile raised in baseball. So you got to play in the select leagues, you got to be able to travel and do all of those things. And sometimes, you know, you'll have a kid that'll get pulled away and will get kind of sponsored for that type of thing, but it's hard to break through like that. It's easier for a kid that plays baseball in the Dominican, in the slums of the Dominican Republic, really? To make it to major leagues than it is for a young African-American kid from an inner city in the United States to make it. Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
easily. It's like markedly easier. Wow. The demographic numbers in Major League Baseball show it. I mean, it proves it. African-Americans are the third most populous sector in Major League Baseball, behind Caucasians and then behind Hispanic people of Hispanic origin. So you've got all those things that go into it. And also, it's an expensive game to play. I mean, you have to have bats, you have to have cleats, you have to have gloves, you have to be able to get uniforms, you know, you have to get all these different things to go into it. Just that package alone is about a $500 package or so. And if a kid's growing, he's going to have to buy more cleats, you know, so it's not like you can just get a basketball and you can just keep that basketball. You can take your own time to go and shoot.
Because AAU teams are mostly paid for a lot of times.
But even just what it takes to get to that level, you got to spend a lot of time being able to practice by yourself and becoming better and have a lot of games to play. And kids just aren't playing it that way. So, and then on top of that, the biggest compound thing about it is that black kids aren't getting scholarships to college to play baseball. So, I mean, not that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just not there. And a lot of kids, honestly, are just choosing to play other sports. I mean, if you turn on a Major League Baseball game, in a lot of cases, you might not see another black guy on the screen. So, if you turn on the NBA, that's all you see. You turn on the NFL, 70% of their league is African American. So, if you don't see, you know, and the two sports that black people play the least, the power sports are hockey and baseball. What do they have in common? You don't see as many African Americans on there. So, if you don't identify with what you see, and you don't see somebody on there that makes you say that that's who you want to emulate, you're also probably not going to have the interest in watching the sport.
I'd argue that hockey may have higher profile black players than baseball does right now.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, P.K. Subban.
Yeah, he's Seth Jones. He's big, but you know, yeah,
let me say, like, P.K. Subban is probably one of the top three players in NHL.
But here's the thing to remember, though, is that the most popular player in baseball for the last 10 years, except for the last two, is Derek Jeter.
Well, no, I'm talking about currently.
Well, so
like,
I mean,
currently, right now.
But it also depends on what you determine. It also depends on your exposure to the sport. You know, like me, I'm deeply embedded in the sport. So I see the people that are getting these advertisements, the people that come to these different things. Andrew McCutchen is wildly popular.
Yeah, Andrew McCutchen.
You know, you look at CeCe Sabathia is still popular. You know, I mean, there's tons of David Price got the biggest free agent contract in all of Major League Baseball. He's a popular player. I mean, it just depends. But also, popularity amongst African Americans, even ones that aren't young ones that are striving to play the game, isn't as high because we just aren't watching the game.
P.K. Subban won't watch and chill it too.
You know that? Yeah, I mean, P.K. Subban could be in the WWE the way that he is.
But I'm saying, but he's actually making himself like,
yeah, I mean, he's
a marketable person.
He's that type of guy doing that. But, you know, I mean, it's, I mean, even keeping me.
And he's playing for Nashville now, too, though?
Yeah. I mean, that's going to help. that will help. I mean, but he was wildly popular in French Canada and Montreal and just in Canada in general because, I mean, he made himself be that person. But, you know, I mean, all those things in regards to where Major League Baseball is at, I mean, and things like that, I mean, that's just really what contributes to it. So it's a multi-tiered thing. And, I mean, and I think that it's kind of a shame because there's no other sport that guarantees you money like baseball does. And it's also a sport where just the natural athletic acumen and the things that African Americans can do, it in the past, it's proven that it transcends over, and that some of the best players of all time are African American because of the athletic skills lot of people put, now I won't say to waste, but don't fully apply because they want to play football, where they fall into a group and get paired in with a lot of other people who could be more talented than them, would make them standouts in baseball if they just either had the desire, the ability, or the access to play the game.
All right, this is our main topic for the night. This is from Mike G. He says, topic for you all, fellas. You all had a great conversation when it came to the round table and who sits at the table. But for the best players of all time, pop culture-wise, who would you all
put? Who are you talking about? So I guess we're assuming that we're talking about cats that was pimping before pimping was pimping. Yeah, when it comes to that.
I mean, and then I guess you have to break in. Do you want us to do all races? Because that's going to be a hard one.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it strictly black.
Well, that's fine.
Let's keep it
black.
You want to go post 70s or
80s? I just say all time. Let's cross over.
Oh, we're going to do all time?
Let's just get everybody in there.
Okay. All right.
Harry Belafonte.
Got to be in there. Sydney.
Yeah. Absolutely. I want to do some cats that I think also probably was getting grimier than you could even believe that they actually were.
Jermaine Jackson?
Yes, Jermaine Jackson had chicks singing hit singles about him.
Yeah.
He had genre-defining sitting at the table artists singing hit singles about him because they wanted to be with him.
Yeah.
So. Jermaine Jackson had probably the best tactic of all about acquiring women is that he
wait for your brother to get at him.
He took all the women that Michael wasn't interested in,
or no, taking Randy's women too.
No, that too. He was Jermaine Jackson was a shark and he was a leech
at the same time.
Yes,
so he was the ultimate predator.
He was getting it. However, yes, Jermaine Jackson probably sees in heat vision. Like he doesn't even see the world the way that most of us do.
Oh, he said heat vision as he sit there.
Jermaine Jackson sees the world like Predator.
Damn, with the glove, with seeing where everybody's at.
Yes.
All right.
Jermaine Jackson is Predator.
So other players, I would say Eddie Murphy's got to be in there.
Yeah.
Do you put a Fred Williamson in there?
See, I don't know enough about his works off screen.
Yeah, you only can go off what's off screen.
I mean, on screen he was a man.
Yeah. But we know Eddie Murphy and them.
Richard Pryor was a player.
Yeah, he had Pam Grier.
Yep. You get Pam Grier, you automatically on in my book.
Yeah. 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 You Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is he on there though? I mean, I don't know if he put up.
Magic Johnson on there? Yeah, the story ain't in dope, but Magic Johnson had to get there somehow.
Ooh, that's a different one, man. Okay. Damn. You have to break it down then, because we gotta limit it just to make the controversy. We gotta limit the people we use. How many people we gonna have?
Like all players, like top ten players all the time.
Yeah, no order. It's because you know, like,
yes, not fair to do.
Yeah, because I mean,
we're gonna do on potential. Like, we're gonna do like on potential to be macking.
No, I'm talking about like well, we like people know that they was getting
doing R. Kelly,
but I was like underage though. That's like what was the kid that played for the Bronx team that was up too old.
Daniel Monte?
Yeah, that's R. Kelly in this.
Okay.
Daniel Monte.
I can see that.
Yeah, so Hall of Famers. Sydney, Harry.
Prince. Prince is number one of all time.
Is Prince number one of all time?
Gotta be. Prince gotta be number
one. I got somebody that rival him though. On the low. Because they spectrum may be a lot more grimier to the top end than Prince, Tupac.
I can see that.
His spectrum is deeper than Prince's though. Like Prince wasn't gonna mess with no chick at Evening Shade or at some hood club on the East Side.
I don't think we know that for sure.
I said there could be a possibility that this.
There is no man of all time that I would underestimate less than Prince Rogers Nelson. Ever. Prince probably did some things that you can't even really quite comprehend exactly.
Okay. Prince Tupac. I mean, Tupac's got to be in this list.
Tupac should be in this list.
Yeah. I mean, his list. He may have been the best player. Him and Derek Jeter owned the 90s.
Derek Jeter had 2 decades run, though.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Derek Jeter had 90s too, though. Like, he was in the 90s too.
Derek Jeter didn't mess around.
Because he came in, what, 94?
96.
So, and within 4 years, he put his depth in it on a decade in 4 years.
Oh, easily.
Because you got to think, Pac messed with everybody from Rosie Perez all the way to Madonna.
So just doing black guys, right?
Yeah, just doing black guys.
Okay. I think there's some people on here that you just don't hear about. I heard Dominique Wilkins was a beast.
I heard he was too.
I heard Dominique Wilkins was a beast. And he was in the A during the construction era of the A.
The construction era, like when it was really started, like the Freaknik, he was there during Freaknik time.
Yeah.
Somebody else that I think people will sleep on so, like, is Nick Cannon.
Do people like Too Short and Ice-T count? Or
Ice-T seemed like he's always been like a one-man kind of guy. Because he was with the chick Darlene, though, for a long time.
But he had hoes, though. He had legitimate hoes.
But no, I think he was more... I think if you probably even asked him himself, then he probably would say that he was like a one-man kind of woman. Too Short, I would put in there.
Too Short, yeah. Too Short, definitely.
Too Short, definitely. There. But no, I'm saying Nick Cannon, though, man. Nick Cannon's roster is pretty gangster.
I gotta
make it. Because I'm going off his quality of his separate.
I'm not knocking his quality. He had Salida Ebanks.
Sleepy Banks, Christina Milian,
like she's
Mariah Carey.
Like, I would choose Sleepy Banks out of all of them. I would.
Okay. I'm not getting you mad at that.
I would choose her before all of them.
Okay, I can see that. He was messing with this bad brown skin model chick too, though. That
as he big. Should.
But Nick Cannon's got a run.
Nick Cannon must
Lil
be. Wayne?
What about Lil Wayne?
Nick Cannon must be hitting chicks with a garden hose. That's the only way that I can.
He's
I
got
can,
paper though, too.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's probably halfway decently intelligent too.
He's corny funny. Some chicks get into that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I see he's probably halfway decent and intelligent to talk to too.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
You got the paper though, and you can
Weezy? Get it. Yeah. I don't understand it.
I didn't say you have to understand it.
I mean, it happens, but I just don't know.
What, Jay-Z? Is he really, though?
Dog, Jay-Z is allegedly chopped down Rosario Dawson, Rihanna, and Beyonce. That's like my.
No, but see, this is the thing, though. With the these have to be confirmed. The ones other people we talking about are confirmed.
But here's the thing. I think that the rumors make you even greater.
She's saying that the legend is bigger than everything.
It's like Kung Fu, the legend continues. They don't ever exactly say what the legend is, but he shows up and he's a legend.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and he got Beyonce, so I mean, shit.
I mean, look at it this way. Like, Batman's a myth.
So.
But they know he out there.
Damn. So we may have to end up having a triple crown. So some people that said at the all-time black folks table.
This is
who said the players table. So we got to find another category.
This is
for like if you get, for some people can make the triple crown. Like so
this
you
is just, very difficult.
Yeah, because
The Rock. I think The Rock be doing damage and they don't know it.
You know what? Let's take out anybody post 96. No, the reason I say that is because it's going to be hard. We won't find out more of the legend and stuff, though, until later
I think
the
people's active legend right now matters, though.
But I think you find out more about legends after the time has kind of went on.
Who's the foremost most active player alive right now?
Alive?
Black guy. Alive. Black player right now. Who's active?
D-10, just like Jake the Snake. Actually, we don't participate, but if you do, then I'ma see you at your weight. Don't let the drama fluctuate. I don't wanna, I gotta, we cooking steaks. Now where would we be at if we let you do that? We probably be laying on our backs. Talking this and that, you want my
you plan ya, it was whack. I never would clean myself out like that, but I guess this where you at. This where you at.
What I'ma do is like, cut out your whole crew, cause your crew likes to bite us. Y'all stick to freestyling, cause y'all ain't no writers. Trying to be some, and can't play the game. See ya. Sound the same man you claim to be something you ain't and won't be without SB.
That's right.
I need to be smacked open hands.
I can't give a fuck about this shit. You all up in my face over some hoes.
About you making it happen.
See, I think all of them retired though. The ones that was doing it retired.
I think it's some cash doing some stuff out here we're not paying attention to.
I mean, Luke retired. He got married. Too Short might be still down now. Too Short might be my pick for somebody's actively doing it.
Based on Straight Outta Compton, them cats was living.
They was living. Oh yeah, they was living. But see, I like. See, I think maybe we need to quantify this and even have listeners come in on this, because I think the fact that if you got bagged a lot more celebrities, you get more points. Like if a, you know.
Oh, so we're doing this as like a tiered thing. Like if you get that chick, she's worth like 3 points. Oh, a 5 point chick. Wow.
Like, and also
Derrick Jeter's got like 56 points.
What else? But when you got him, is big too though. Derrick Jeter gets more points for dating Mariah Carey younger than Nick Cannon gets for later on.
That's fair. That's just true. That's very true.
You can't get the same amount of points for him across the scale though.
No, you cannot. That is true.
Yeah, you got to get him. You know what I'm saying? At a prime point.
Like if you
somebody on the low that was doing it big was Wesley Snipes too.
Who was Wesley Snipes with?
Halle Berry. Okay.
Really? Wesley Snipes is a lot of black for Halle Berry.
But actually, you know what? Somebody that had a nice 1-2 punch that if they would have kept it consistently popping for a while, Christopher Williams. He had Holly and Stacy back to back.
Wow.
Had a baby with Stacy.
Did he now?
Her oldest kid is Christopher Williams.
Good for Christopher Williams.
Yeah, that's one of the ones you'd be like, you know. But that then Wesley took him over. I think Wesley might have took Holly from him or something, though, after the New Jack City scene. You know, because that really was the end of light-skinned dudes for at least 20-year era. We lost the 20-year era strictly off of that scene in New Jack City.
Did we really, though?
Yeah.
Derrick Jeter was out here doing covert work while Prince was still doing work.
He was a little bit different, though. Prince was falling off at that time, though, too.
Prince never fell off with the women, though.
No. But Prince was kind of doing a different thing, though.
Prince had Briante during that time.
Yeah, no. Prince was kind of doing some different kind of... It was like... If you were at the club and he was at Hedonism.
Back when he just decided not to have a name anymore?
Yeah, like Hedonism might be the wrong thing. He's at the Buddhist convention though, banging him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he ain't in the same spot you on. He's still doing it, but he ain't doing it on the grand scale though. And Jeter is doing it at Club Energy.
Jeter was knocking chicks down on TRL.
Right, that's what I'm saying though. He had a but now Derrick will pop down on your chick at Club 7 too though, every now and then.
Derrick gonna pull up in the truck out front and just grab who's coming out, like that's the one I want.
I can tell you about the story of my homeboy got his girl stole by Derrick Jeter.
Wow, that's a
at the club in front while he was with her.
And she left?
Okay, let me give you the story though. So my homeboy it wasn't this girl, they've been on like 2 or 3 dates. So they went to the club, they're kicking or whatever. And Derrick Jeter walk up in there, so this is like 2000.
Oh, it was.
This is prime. This is Derrick Jeter.
This is championships. Living. They won 3 championships.
This is gift basket Derrick Jeter. You know what I'm saying? When he gave out the gift basket Derrick Jeter, which he actually gets an extra 5 points for giving out gift baskets.
Yeah, that's true. Derrick Jeter,
and the fact that people know about it, and you still ain't look that bad.
Derrick Jeter is who Jay-Z was rapping about in "Is That Your Chick."
Really?
It's gotta be. It's so right.
He was some other chick that Derrick Jeter was messing with?
No, I just think that he was like
modifying.
I'm saying hypothetically that the things that Jay-Z was talking about in that song essentially sounds like Derrick Jeter's life.
Well, he was talking about Nas's girl.
I know.
Yeah, you talking about like who is he looking like? Who can I use as a muse?
Don't get mad at me. I don't trust her. I don't kiss her. I replace her with another one.
So they in the club, he said they're kicking it. So security dudes come over, like, hey, Derrick, why don't y'all come over, sit in the booth and kick it and hang out? And he said, he didn't think nothing. I was like, dude, how do you not think that well, you was finna get set up for the Okie though? He's like, dude, man, I was in my internship in New York and stuff. And somehow they end up talking or something. And then he ended up walking, and then she was like, hey, I'm getting ready to go to the bathroom or something, and then walked out the door with him. So keep in mind, he's sitting there, basically, they're just getting them drunk for free. I mean, getting them drunk and still in his day. And so it is, he's like in this kind of a simp day, so he texts her like, this is early text, so it cost you money in these 2001 it's in a text. Hey, did you okay? You need help in the bathroom? So he actually went, he didn't trip off of it until later. The steward, he went and had the waitress go in the bathroom to see if she'd check on her and shit. And then she was like, no, I left with a friend. She texted him and said, I left with a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she did.
And she left with Derek Jeter and got a gift basket.
Oh, Doug. So has he stole off on Derek Jeter yet? Or?
He ain't never seen him again.
Doug, I'd go. Derek Jeter's not hard to find. I would go and find Derek Jeter for that type of disrespect.
I mean,
who do you fault for that? Who do you fault in that situation? Can you fault anybody?
No, it's just the way the game goes. And that one, like, literally, would you? I mean, me in my older age, I would turn down somebody that I look like. If I saw Derek Jeter, I'd be like, hell no, we ain't going in this booth. It don't matter. But in your younger age, like, you 21 years old, 22 years old, think about it. You like, somebody will give me free liquor and I'm going to kick it and I'm going to look like a little superstar with this chick I'm trying to impress?
I've always been of the opinion that you keep the things that you value away from other people.
Right, but you gotta think, you know, you in New York, you a dude from Chicago that's out there, you know, just trying to live, and Derek Jeter scooped up your chick.
I think I'd have to kill Derek Jeter, which would alter baseball history.
it'd be an alternative timeline of baseball.
Hey, listen, man, I mean, I'm a simple guy. I'm about respect. And I'm about.
But he said honestly, like, dude, Derek didn't do nothing like strict disrespectful to me though. Besides taking my girl at the end of the night, but he's talking about like it wasn't like he said it wasn't like no interaction. I saw like that was kind of messed up or nothing.
Well, if he feels comfortable with it, then God.
No, he's not comfortable with it now. He's mad about it now because he got his girl stole. And he was sitting there drunk at the booth and everybody left.
Well,
the worst part would have been if I was like, did he leave a tab on you though? He's like, nah, man, I didn't leave a tab on that. Because the club would have probably comped it anyway, because it's Derek Jeter.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, does he really pay for a drink probably in New York, in Manhattan?
Derek Jeter doesn't pay for anything anywhere. He's probably got money that he hasn't even spent from being a baseball player still.
Yeah. So, I think in terms of these some other players from the Himalayas that we're missing out on. Is Denzel in the category? I mean, he's been married a long time.
Denzel's ever exactly
supposedly he knocked down Sanaa Lathan, supposedly.
Did he?
So, allegedly.
Alright.
Allegedly.
I respect that.
Yeah. Wesley might need to be on there, man. Chicks was on Wesley, man.
Well, I'm okay with that. I'm alright with that. I mean, Wesley was a bad man. I feel like we're missing somebody of huge substance, though.
Oh, I
feel like we're missing a genre-defining pimp in the mix.
Bobby Brown?
See, Bobby... All right, so do cats that, like, extra drugged out count?
But them being drugged out, as long as they're not like, when they cool with the drugs, like, cocaine with it is cool. But, like, when they start going to the harder stuff and, like, messing themselves up. Rick James might be in there then.
Yeah, Rick James is living life. Rick James is living life.
Rick James is in there. Rick James is definitely in there.
What about like Chico DeBarge and them cats? Do they count?
We have to put them in. They have to go into the Hall of Fame as a company, as a crew. I don't know about individually, but they can go in as like a group. Like Temptations go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a group.
Like all of DeBarge goes in together? Like Menudo? Or?
Yep, they all go in together. They all go right in on it together. If we go back to the 70s and 60s, we got to probably put the
I mean, probably like Marvin Gaye.
I was going to say Marvin Gaye. That's a good one. That's a real good one. Real good one, actually. What about Teddy P?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
They probably ran the whole 70s, to be honest with
you. What about cats like Tyson Beckford? You know, them cats was smanging down models by the horde.
I mean, you know, those cats was out there living life.
Like for like the Boris Kojo?
Yeah, them cats was probably out there. Doug, they was probably out there just whispering it into they just whispering, just putting their mouth in the air, and it's just women knocking.
Somebody else tweeted that. I know this document. Jamie Foxx.
Who's Jamie? What's Jamie Foxx rap shoot?
Jamie Foxx is just married with Kate Hudson or whatever, right?
He married Kate Hudson.
Supposedly, allegedly.
Did he?
Yeah, they was engaged or something like that.
Wow,
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Huh. He's had a supposedly he has the most epic parties in LA.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
What wow. about do you put I guess Bobby Brown you, oh I mean you gotta put somebody from New Edition or probably you Bobby Brown, right?
It's probably somebody that you're not even expecting. Ralph Tresvant probably was
probably Ronnie DeVoe. It's probably Ronnie because Ronnie had to work hard extra for his stuff too though. And
Ronnie then, looks like the type of cat that would be like, yeah, I'm in New Edition.
Like he wears that. He wears that.
That's me. No, not him.
He actually brings the CD with him too.
No, that's Ricky. That's me in the back.
I'm the tall one. I'm the tall one.
And they held the thing up to his face to kind of make sure it's legit. I'm like, oh yeah.
What about them boys from Jodeci? Devontae.
I didn't think Jodeci deserves a movie.
You think they do?
Yes.
They do.
I would love to see a
Jodeci. Dude, they have a deep history of shit that happened to all them.
And Bobby Shmurda could come out of jail to play KC.
He doing 7 years though.
He is. He's gone.
It's 7 years.
He's gone.
Yeah, so we can't he don't get up to 2020. So we have to wait 2020 at least at the minimum.
Has he been up for 2 years already?
Yeah, so you got yeah, so he's been in jail for 2 years, so seven, you know, with time served would be 2020.
Time flies, huh?
Yeah, he went into 2014.
Time flies when you're not getting your ass locked up.
Yeah, right. I'm sure for him it's been long as hell.
Been a long time. Yeah.
Jodeci would be one. It's some people we probably missing that was killing it, dude.
I think the people that are effectively killing it though are the people that you just don't know.
Mm-hmm. That are just so below the radar.
I mean, think about that. I mean, it's probably somebody that you're looking like what?
Like who John Sally was.
Like who would you think that would be in position to kill it and probably was that you wouldn't even expect was? I'm gonna say Isaiah Thomas. And John Starks. Isaiah Thomas and John Starks was probably killing it.
But they because they were in position, but they just didn't seem like they would be on it.
Because they're big names, you know what I mean? What's Shaq done? Shaq seems like the type of dude that would have a
rap sheet.
They have the situation on.
What about B.J. Armstrong? Somebody that you would be unassuming of, like.
Yeah, I could see B.J. Armstrong being on it like that.
That you just wouldn't know that B.J. was being B.J.
Yeah,
you didn't know.
B.J. was the B.J. King of Chicago.
Somebody okay, so then on the other side, you know, for the ladies, simps. Who do we do some simps?
Have you ever talked to a girl about simps? Like yes. How they really see them.
Yes.
They laugh at them. But I see, here's the thing about it that I don't understand. Women entertain more bullshit than I ever could.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. But women will say that we put up a lot of bullshit too, though. I think it's kind of relative to an extent. It's relative to your sex because you wouldn't put up with it from the same person of your sex.
Hmm.
Like a chick would be like, well, I mean, she obviously is trying to get some money up out of it, and you like, but I'm still trying to hit, though. I'm not going to give her no money. But then they'll be like, well, she kind of a dirt chick. Same thing, we'll look at a dude and be like, dude, he's a dirt diggler dude, obviously. But we only can see it from the perspective of, we can see the mirror of what our gender is, I believe.
Ah, okay. I can see that.
Yeah, so like, you know, it's like being a shark. You know the other sharks. You know, you see them, you know where they at. Y'all all went to the same schools, you all went to the same places, you know where they are.
Okay, that's fair. I can do that. That's fair. See, I don't know. I think that girls look at simps as assets in a way. I think that if you simping, you know, they put on for it.
But men don't look at chicks.
What's the line between simping and not simping? When do you look at it and say you've crossed the line into being a simp?
It's a thin line, man. I don't even know if there is an answer for that.
Like, when do you look at it and be like, bro?
I guess it could be a situation where you're, and I guess the opposite before a woman too, though. When you're being a chick that's just being kind of run through, a dude that's kind of just fucking with you on some bullshit, I guess it'd be the same way of like when you're not being, having your feelings or emotions or what you're giving being reciprocated.
Hmm. So that means that you're simping, or does that mean that you're coming up short, or what is that?
Well, I'm saying, but that's when you start to get into simping territory is when that's happening.
You know what I'm saying? You might resort to simp tactics.
Yeah, to try to make up for it. And that's when you start, when you ain't getting it, it's not reciprocated. You're like, well, I can, if I just do this a little bit more, I get more. Same thing with a chick where she's kind of putting herself out there in a bad position where she gives her more.
Free.
Yeah, yeah. You, they start doing a little more. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get them. And, you know, and ain't going to get them. And then that's when you either simping or, you know, playing yourself as a woman where a dude's just trying to run through you. Or maybe he's just not taking value in you as a woman.
Hmm. Okay. So, prominent simps?
Or people that we think, well, I don't know, for some reason I feel like Babyface is.
Huh.
He just got that one song that he's like, I'll pay your bills.
Keep sweating.
I'll pay your bills. I'll buy your...
you think, all right, so now I want to settle this once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it not tricking if you got it for real?
I think that you'd be tricking knowing you got it.
I think you do too.
100%.
I don't think that the game just re-gives you a new set of rules.
No. You don't get a new deck just because you got a little bit more paper.
Yeah, I mean, all you gotta do
you is... still play. You may play at the high rollers table, but it's the same deck that's over at the regular poker table. Is it the regular? Just because you play at high stakes don't mean it is no different.
I agree. I think that when you're simping, you
simping. I think having paper ice can make you more lazy too, though.
No, well, yeah, for sure. That's it. Because you're like, oh, I got this money.
I'm going
to
put up
a... But see, here's the thing is that girls be like, hey, I'm about to take this.
But a fat ass will make a girl lazy, too.
But this...
on the opposite side.
Fat ass make a guy lazy.
Right. That make everybody lazy.
Yeah, that might be the all-time... That might be the all-time equalizer of all time. Like, period. Like, that's the... That might be the thing that takes you out the game harder than anything else. Like, that... That fat ass will fuck with your mind.
Yeah, man. You gotta get past that shit, though, man. That takes maturity and just understanding life, man, to get past just a fat ass.
Look at how deep you gotta get to get past the idea of a fat ass.
You do, though, because it's so, like, it's so easy, man, just to resort to it. And that thing's even worse now than before. Because think about when you had to see a fat ass in the 80s and 90s. You had to be out somewhere at the right time to see it.
Okay.
You might even go to a payphone and call your boy about it back then.
Or take out your...
Or tell him, like, get up to the Max. I don't remember the club Max. Go get over to the Max, dog. What up? It's like two fat asses up in the air. Shit, I got to throw on my motherfucking blazer and my motherfucking sandals, yeah. Man. And give me about an hour.
Alright. Cats is out there ironing up them hill figures with the white collar.
Yeah, man.
And them striped Freddy Krueger looking shirts.
Are breaking out them purple blazers with the gold slacks to match.
I would love to do a show about why fashion was so terrible at one point in time. Like, what was the reason for brothers dressing like they was back in the day?
Oh, man, it's so much that. It's probably so many different levels of it. And actually, I don't even think that was a nationwide thing with the bright color shit. I think that was strictly an East Coast thing and Midwest thing and South.
That's most of the nation that you just...
No, but I'm saying, but on the West Coast, I don't feel like it was, like, as big as like that. It's big like that.
I feel like
cats. The motherfuckers wearing khaki suits.
I feel like cats was wearing khaki suits and wife beaters on the West Coast.
Yeah, they were keeping it real fucking simple.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They were keeping it real simple. Dickie suits.
Where do you think that women are? Where do you think that the coolest chicks in the country are at?
Woo!
That, like, it's not like you can just come like whatever, but like chicks are just like, no, it's good. Like,
I'm just... Oakland.
I've heard that.
Bay Area's got the coolest chicks by far. They got the coolest chicks.
I've been invited to move to Oakland, too. I've been told by people that live other places, they say, go and live your 30s in Oakland. They're like, just go to the Bay Area.
The Bay Area's got the coolest women, man.
And go prosper in the Bay Area.
Yeah, Bay Area's got the coolest women. All right, well, let's go to the other side.
Chicago.
You think Chicago's at the worst, like, women, like, just the pro, like,
yeah,
on the general... Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I do.
Go deep, deep addictiveness. Well, why I'm packaging it. Why you say that?
Because I think that they're so used to arrogant dudes that they just start acting like that themselves.
So you think a lot, Chicago dudes are arrogant?
I think that a lot of, God, I'm about to alienate people who are listening to the show. in my experience, that they're more about social climbing than they are about...
I would say D.C. is more about than Chicago.
D.C. is terrible.
D.C. is probably the most... I'd say D.C. is the most pretentious.
But here's the thing is that everybody in D.C. is pretentious, though. So right, it's not just the chicks.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. But if you can't say the same... But that same analogy for Chicago would have to apply to D.C.?
Perhaps. Perhaps you're onto something there. I don't know. That's...
I think Chicago has the biggest diaspora of random people dating.
Really?
In any other city. Yeah, I know dudes that are lawyers that fucking with strippers there. Like that's their chick.
That seems like a natural association, though. Lawyers and strippers.
Yeah, right, because I can bail you out type shit.
Well, because you could buy strippers. Like, they're for sale. They're literally for sale.
And you literally have money. Lawyers have money to blow. But, I mean, I've seen professional women date dope dealers. That's this main city I've seen it in.
You've been watching Power.
Yeah. But Chicago is full of that. Chicago people took... They have the biggest... Like, dude, you could be in a hood club and meet a gang of chicks that are educated in a hood club in Chicago more than any city, I feel.
I can see that. I can see that. Okay. Perhaps you're on something there, too.
Yeah. What do you think the five cities with the baddest women?
What are we considering to be baddest?
They've got to be ones I've been to, though.
I can't count places I haven't been to.
So if you haven't been to, these are the only cities you've been to?
Cities I've seen the baddest women I've ever seen in my life? I can't do it in order.
No order.
Very good question. Atlanta?
That's a given, I think.
Yeah, Atlanta.
I think that'd be damn near everybody's top five.
Minneapolis.
Really?
Bruh.
I used to be in Minneapolis all the time.
Bruh.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Houston.
So you only get three?
I'm supposed to do, how many am I five. Supposed to do? Oh, God. I don't know. And then they start to kind of all run together at that point. I mean, I guess I can say Miami, but that doesn't feel like real life.
Because it's more like, yeah, that's off the
yeah, I don't really
the
count.
Board because it's like, you got so many
I don't really
transient
count.
People that are there.
Yeah, I don't really count Miami because it just feels like a different place and like a different reality. Chicago. I mean, Chicago got women. I mean,
yeah.
Way around that. And, been to a lot of places. I'm trying to sort this whole thing out. New York.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of not fair because it's just by sheer volume of people.
Yeah, but they
have
everybody. You can't hit on volume though.
Yeah, that ain't their fault. A lot of people live there.
I'm gonna go with mine. Houston.
Oh, can I say like places? Oh, no, I've never been there. I've been to Rio once. Does that count?
No, but it's talking about continental United States.
Right.
I'm gonna go with Houston. Oakland, man, it's something about Oakland chicks, man. Oakland, Bay Area, there's a whole, man, a whole Bay Area.
I need that experience.
Atlanta's in there, of course. Chicago. And I'm going to go last to New York. Yeah. Yeah. But my sleeper city would be Charlotte.
I've heard a lot of great things about Charlotte.
Charlotte's my sleeper city, though.
Have you ever turned the tables and just picked a girl's mind about what they think about...
That's a good question for the email is listen straightolc@gmail.com. That's a good question. I was gonna say what cities that I think the dudes that have the most game come from that I've met. I would say the majority of Midwest cities. I feel like.
Yeah, I guess you gotta kind
of. Because my thing would go Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit. LA cats. Be on this shit. Like, dudes from LA, not like the transient dudes from LA. And Oakland, the Bay Area.
St. Louis got some people that can talk their way.
That's what I said. I said St. Louis, Chicago, St. Louis, Chicago.
There's some shifty ass cats up in Detroit, too.
That's what I said, Detroit. St. Louis, I said St. Louis, Chicago.
No. I wasn't. I was just saying, there's just some shifty ass cats.
Detroit got cats with a mouthpiece.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Detroit got cats with a mouthpiece. Don't get it twisted, man.
Yeah.
And I think the Midwest has a stronghold on it because our women, I think the Midwest has the least per capita women to men, I believe, for every region.
Really?
So I think we have more competition.
Really?
Yeah. I was reading an article, I think, a few years ago about that. That the Midwest has more per capita, like, more equal numbers, men and women, than any other region. They broke down, you know, Midwest, South, West, and then they did like a mountain, kind of like in between, and then, you know, West Coast, of course. So it was five regions, and the Midwest had the least male to female ratio.
Oh yeah, I could agree with that.
Like there was more men in the Midwest than it was maybe more women, but the ratio was a little bit more even than the Midwest. So, and that then makes sense. That would attribute why more Midwest cats I would feel have better because we have more competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
You ain't in DC where it's 10-1 or Atlanta where it's 35-1, and you just gotta show up at the spot and have a decent blazer on and you know. And don't say nothing stupid, and you can get somebody.
I think that don't say anything stupid is kind of the key to the whole thing, though. Like, as yeah. long as you don't say anything stupid to girls pretty much anywhere, you can usually get over. Just don't say anything stupid. Like, if you feel the need to say too much, just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Don't say anything else. Put the conversation on her plate and let her decide where it's going to go. But too many people go into salvage mode early and want to try to, like, seal the deal right away.
Like, so, yeah, I met you, and, you know, you said, like, yeah, Karen, so you want to fuck? Like, oh.
Bro, it don't work like that. That's not how it works at all. Like, everything you just said is the opposite of how it works.
You got to be in the Derek Jeter category. You got to be on that level of wealth, fame, or she just got to be that ratchet. And you don't even want it then. If you just could say, let's fuck. Unless you, Derek Jeter probably can discern, have a little bit more discernment and say that.
Derek Jeter, the rules don't apply. The rules don't apply to him.
And he's second generation player too, ain't he?
What you mean?
And his daddy posted, like, somebody was saying, like, his daddy raised him up on some stuff, like.
Oh, really? Was his daddy play up in
there? Yeah, they said he's, because I've always heard people say he's second generation player.
You see Derek Jeter. That would make sense.
Because, well, you know what's crazy? You know Derek Jeter's sister has a baby by DJ Premier.
Yeah, I heard that.
And she used to date Sky Zoo before that.
Derek Jeter's sister is fine.
She used to date Sky Zoo before that, too. The rapper Sky Zoo. Before Premier.
She's fine. I believe it.
She's okay looking. I wouldn't say she's fine.
No, I've seen her. Unless I'm thinking it was one of his girls.
No, she's just okay looking. Because she's kind of chubby, actually.
Okay, maybe it was his girl I was thinking about there.
Wasn't it for the All-Star game here?
No, I'm just talking about when he was.
If you Google her and everything, no. She's not ugly, but she ain't all the gene, you know.
Is she getting it over because she's Derek Jeter's
sister? Oh, yeah, all day. All day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's just okay looking. She's okay looking.
No, that's not her. Derek Jeter's wife, however, is primo.
Yeah. I mean, him. You know the game changed up when him and George Clooney both gave up on the game.
Man, I really started doubting some stuff when I saw that, man. When I saw that Derek
Jeter, within a year, what did they both got engaged?
Yeah, no, I thought that they knew something that was happening.
They called each other on the player phone, like, hey man, it's
the player phone.
Yeah, like the bat phone.
Is it like that red bat
phone? Yeah, it is. It's in the corner and it lights up. It's only like eight guys in the country that have it.
The player phone.
The player phone, man. Is it like eight guys in the country that have it?
Who else has the player phone?
Oh, man. You
Obama's got it. Obama's got the player phone. No, actually.
He just has it. He's not winning in the eight. He can eavesdrop on any call.
Joe Biden has the player phone.
I heard Joe Biden try to get your chick.
Joe Biden will get your chick.
They said Joe Biden flirts with anybody's chick.
Yeah, Joe Biden flirts with Joe Biden. Joe Biden don't care about Joe.
Okay, so eight people to have the player phone. George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt.
The most interesting man alive.
Derek Jeter. Do you put Jake
Tom Brady.
What about, you put Jake Glendenthal in there?
Enrique Iglesias.
And then for the, and pulling up the wheel, the OG of the crew, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
He's the OG of that crew.
Denzel Washington, here's proof why you know Denzel Washington is an OG.
from when he had that handlebar mustache at that fight and they made all the memes about him.
Yep.
That was the ultimate OG fit he had on that day.
And he was doing that for a movie, but he just popped out for...
He just came out because he had to go to the show.
No, he said they said he was doing a movie. He was.
I know, but he still just showed up with that same...
Yeah, but he probably was like, oh, so that wasn't his real mustache?
No, that was his mustache, but...
Yeah, so I was like, I thought he was...
I'm just saying, though, like, he had that thing on, though, and it was still, like... Giselle.
and he still know that he still would be able to do his thing if he wanted to.
Because he's Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
he had on a tracksuit and a handlebar mustache and was still probably was able to pop. I know a girl who ran into Denzel Washington one time and she said she literally sat there and got them feelings. Just looking at him being there.
And like he wasn't tall to her or nothing, he was just sitting there just
chilling? No, anything. She said she had to cross her legs. You know what that means.
Damn.
Because Denzel Washington was right there. He said, that motherfucker is just as smooth and as silk in person, sitting there at the table, just sitting back. It's like he was the only cat in the room. Not even loud, though, and crazy. I'm about to text right now and ask her about Denzel Washington's story. Yeah. She was like, literally, it was like, she was flustered the way Denzel was just commanding the room.
So, one more category before we get out of here. The all K Federline team. Is it like the K
the come ups? The come ups of all time?
The come up. Who's that as men have had the best come ups off women?
Nnamdi Asamoah.
No, he had a check though. He was getting a check. I'm talking about like Kevin Federline come up.
No, but here's what I say though. It's like I say Nnamdi though because Nnamdi retired.
Right, but no, he fell off from being with her.
He had a check.
He started falling off. He didn't fall off.
Oh, okay, I get you.
You see what I'm saying though? Like, he didn't start not playing well until he started dating her.
Okay, that's true. Oh, well, that's the same thing Rihanna did to Matt Kemp.
Damn.
She took his legs.
She took his juice.
She took his legs, yeah. She took his legs.
And the Kardashians take your juice, too.
Yes, they she do. Took they Miles suck Austin. This. They all suck.
Miles this. Austin, Reggie Bush.
Miles Austin was cold. He Humphries. He was out the league.
Chris Humphries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not in the league, is he?
Who?
Chris Humphries. Yeah, he's still in the league. He's in the NBA still?
Yeah.
Miles Austin ain't in the league, right?
No. Damn. Miles Austin's knees went out.
Damn.
Right. And his neck was messed up.
Damn. So he faces quadriplegia out this motherfucker damn near?
He needs OCP to rebuild him.
Damn. OCP. So all Kevin Federline team, though. Safari from Nicki Minaj's ex-boyfriend.
Meek Mill.
So you said Nicki Minaj got two on the list?
Yes. Meek Mill is in. Meek Mill, that's
Nicki Minaj has two
lines. Meek Mill is her girl now.
Nicki Minaj has two participants on the Kevin Federline list.
Nicki Minaj is a
beast. The Kevin Federline list.
She's a beast.
I'm trying to think who else came up. It's got to be like an athlete or somebody that married a chick, though, too, I'm thinking offhand. Would Matt Hasselbeck count? No, because he's doing straight. He's still on ESPN.
Who did Matt Hasselbeck?
His wife is the chick that was in The View.
I thought that was Tim's wife.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah. No, it is Matt Hasselbeck's wife.
You sure?
Yeah, that's Matt Hasselbeck's wife. Because he was still playing for the Seahawks, you were talking about.
Either way, Stedman?
But see, I heard Stedman got his own paper, though.
From what?
He was like a book writer and motion studio before Oprah met him and stuff.
Doug.
Like, he was a millionaire before Oprah met him, though. Doug. It's just that she makes more money. K-Fed was nothing but a dancer. I'm talking about somebody that legitimately came up.
Dancing out of the video.
And then got her pregnant three times. And then had a baby with old girl from Moesha. Had three kids with old girl from Moesha. You know, he got kids with her, too. With the black chick from Moesha.
Which one?
Her Char, what is her name? Moesha's best friend, the dark skin.
The little pudgy one?
No, you talking about fucking the fat girl that was she's on that Hollywood Wives or whatever. No, brown skin chick. That was a friend that had the braces. Not the big girl that started the Parkers. You think about her, right?
Oh yes, I'm sorry.
No, the other one, that other friend that stayed on the show when she got her spinoff.
I don't remember. It's been too long.
Yeah, that's K-Fed's.
Kevin Federline liked the chocolate latte.
He got like 6 kids though, by both of them, by between Brittany and her.
He got a plan. Kevin Federline, man.
Actually,
plan.
Maybe Kevin Federline is his own category. Maybe it's nobody that actually.
Well, who are like some of the dope?
You said Meek Mill.
Meek Mill
is Safari because he was his their boyfriend before.
That girlfriend.
What about the model dude with Holly? The dude she had the baby with.
He's a model. Like, I'm talking about guys that ain't anything.
Literally had nothing. Well, Meek Mill, people would argue Meek Mill was straight beforehand.
But he's been depreciated since then.
Since the Drake fiasco.
Now he got bras in Atlanta.
Damn. I'm trying to think. Who else, man? It's probably some dudes that we don't know. Of course, they're in the K-Fed team. I'm trying to think about somebody that was kind of straight, and then they kind of fell out. People would try to say Bobby Brown wasn't Whitney, but...
Oh, hell no.
Bobby was bigger than her. Well... Bobby they had interesting careers because yeah, they Whitney's never career, they never had good careers at the same time.
Whitney's career took off.
No, Whitney was dipping though. When he was popping in the early 90s, late 80s, you gotta remember Whitney wasn't popping then.
No.
She came back up in the mid 90s when he was kind of falling off.
Yeah. No. We on the same page.
Yes. Bobby was holding out the household on the low for a minute. Whatnot.
I think Bobby was probably still smanging in that mansion.
I got someone, Sheldon Williams and Candace Parker.
Sheldon Williams and him, it was an all-American
business. Trash man. The slumlord, he's just collecting checks.
I don't know about that one.
I'm going to give it to Candace. Sheldon Williams got to get on that list, man.
I don't know about that one.
He just sit the games holding the baby.
He's got more money on her still, though.
You think so?
Absolutely. WNBA superstars make 60 grand.
I know, Bumson, but she's got endorsements and stuff, though, too.
Not on the level of just a regular-ass NBA check,
let's
though.
See if we can go Sheldon Williams' net worth. They got everybody else's net worth online.
They're going to be like, who is Sheldon Williams?
Like,
you're gonna
why they say he's worth four? They say as a couple, they're $14 million. Wow, they won the richest athlete couples.
I believe it.
So you're saying the book, 12 of it is his?
Probably.
Let's see, how much is Ken? It says Candace Parker. Damn, you're right. It says Candace Parker is worth $2 million.
Yeah.
So if they worth $14
million, money ain't no joke, dog.
Okay, well, Sheldon Williams, you are not on the list.
No, NBA money ain't no joke, especially when you're a top 10 pick.
What about Nomar Garciaparra and Mia Hamm?
Nomar Garciaparra is an American League MVP.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm just saying. All right, maybe it is just K-Fed and Meek Mill.
K-Fed may be such a groundbreaking character.
There's nobody else that's been able to.
There's no one else that could touch him.
And no, actually, it's the women bat phone that's pink that blew up for all the other dudes, though, now. Like, they just couldn't let this happen again, that another K-Fed happened, so they got the pink phone.
The pink phone?
They got the pink phone. Like, they got the red phone for the players, they got the pink phone. Let's get on and wrap it on up, man. Where can somebody hit you up at, bro?
Hey, man. As always, on Twitter, at CheapSeatFan. You can find me on you can find me easily. If you're following this on Facebook, you can find me there. Stop through. Give me a holler. I've got my day jobs. If you're in the St. Louis area, tune in. 590 KFNS, The Fan, every day, 5 to 7. Sports entertainment, different things of that sort. If you're a reader of the sports arts, I am I'm at Fansided, I'm at the Sports Fan Journal, and I am at where else am I at? I'm at Yard Barker with Fox
too. 50 jobs, man. 50 yeah, jobs, man. Yeah,
put enough of them together.
You can live. Well, yeah, thank y'all for listening as always. Email us with some more topics. We're gonna actually bring a guest in, hopefully for the next one. We got to hit them up for the topics, some hip hop topics that people send in to us for the scenario. Topic discussion. Appreciate all the love and support. And email us straightoiloc@gmail.com, straightoilocast fan page, as well as straightoiloc on Twitter with your questions, comments, and thoughts. As always, peace.